Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Zebachim Daf Mem. We begin right on top on the first line. Amar Mar. Let's go back and review what was learned yesterday. So yesterday we had a discussion based on a pasuk, which relates to the special par hachata, special cow that the tzibur, community, brings upon transgressing a serious sin due to being misled by the bezdin. So that's called a par he'elim davar shel tzibur. Now this par is a chatas. It's actually an internal chatas, which means that the blood is placed internally on the mizbeach hazohav, on the four corners of the internal mizbeach. Actually, there's a set of seven applications which goes on the pareches, on the curtain, which is in the hechel. Now, after the Torah presented in great detail the entire process, the Torah sort of repeats itself. For osel par, he meant to do to this par, just like was done to the other par. Kasher osel par chatas, which is a par koyin mashuach, a similar type of chatas, which the Kohen Gadol is liable to when he sins. Kohen Yasaloi, the same should be done to him. And the pasuk concludes, V'chiper alayim ha-kohen v'nislach lahem. Now, this appears like a repetition. You already told me what I need to do. Why go back and say, well, do to him like you do to the other one? The point is to emphasize that in fact all these blood applications are critical, are vital to the process. They are absolutely necessary. Without them, you don't have a car. Omar Mas, let's go back. There was a suggestion that perhaps this repetition slash criticality is specific to the set of seven applications on the pareches. Ainli lamatan sheva. Perhaps only those seven blood applications on the pareches, they are critical. Because they are indeed universal. They're ma'akev everywhere. Says the Gemara Hecha, where do you find a set of seven which are in fact critical? Omra Papa, we find two places. Bipara, regarding the Parah Aduma, Rashi brings the pasuk. We take the blood and spray it towards the Ohel Moed seven times. And there it says, Chuka, it's absolute, you can't. No negotiation, right? No leeway, it's absolute. Ubenagoyim, likewise by the Metzora, while he's getting, you know, purified, you take the lug of oil and you spray it seven times. And again over there it says Zois Tihiye, says Rashi, Tihiye means Havaya, Ikuva, it's Ma'akev, it's absolute. So I would think, okay, regarding the seven applications, they're absolute. Matan Aber Menai, what about the set of four applications on the four corners of the Mizbech HaZov? How do you know that's also absolute over here by the Par Helem Dover? Tamaleimar, the pasuk continues with another expression of emphasis. Kein Yasa, likewise, should be done. Non-negotiable. Ask the Gemara, look, I understand there is room to differentiate, but the fact is, the Torah does already emphasize everything that's meant to be done here is absolute. You can't differentiate. Despite the logic to do so, the Torah tells us otherwise. Maishna matan zayin. Why do we consider the set of seven applications to be absolute and critical? Because they've been said once and repeated again, as we explained. Well, the same with the four application. Matan dalad nami ksivan ukfilin. Likewise, regarding the four blood applications to the corners of the Mizbeach, those two were recited once and repeated again for emphasis to tell you that it's critical. So how could you differentiate? How could you even suggest that matan dalad would not be ma'akiv? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo nitzchol Rabbi Shimon. This point is specific to Rabbi Shimon. Why Rabbi Shimon? The sign, as we learned. How do we in fact know that a par helem davar shel tzibur requires four applications to the four corners of the mizbeach? Really, if you look in the pesukim, it doesn't say anywhere the number four. It just says karnes, the corners. Corners can be two, plural is two. Rather, says Rav Shimon, we connect the word karnes, which is said by the par koyin mashuach, and the word kronos, which is said over here by the par helem davar. We compare notes, two and two equals four. So in reality, the number four was never recited by par helem davar. So, in fact, the Torah wouldn't come back again and reemphasize, you should know, even four is ma'akib, you would know. You see, in contrast to the set of seven, which is clearly stipulated over here by the parhelam davars. Now when the pasuk comes and repeats, kaya kasha yas, vasal apar, right, do it. It's for emphasis purposes, that it's absolute non-negotiable. Versus the number four, on the four corners, there is no number four cited specifically over here. So the emphasis language is not considered repetition. First you need it to be said one time, then you can come back and emphasize. So that's why I need another expression of emphasis to say, well, even regarding the Matan Dalet, which had been derived by connecting this carbon to the other carbon, to here, to there, total of four, now comes another emphasis. Ken Yasa, you should know, whatever you concluded, okay, it's four, fine. Do it. It's absolute non-negotiable. So again, L'nitzricha, this added emphasis is needed. Elo, only the Rebbe Shimon, the Sani, as we learned. L'malo Oimer, upstairs by the, further back by the psukim regarding the Parkoin Mashuach, in terms of where to apply the blood, instead of saying Keren, which would be one corner, it says Kronos, two. Pluralis, two, Stein. L'mata, further down by the Parhelam Dover. Likewise, instead of saying Keren, it says Kronos, another two. L'mata Oimer Keren Kronos, so you have a total of four. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk begins by saying, do to this like you did to the other one. Basically, it's telling you, add two to two for a total of four. It's not yet been emphasized or repeated. It's needed to tell you the basic number. And then when it comes back, Kenya Asaloi, that's a repetition. That's for emphasis, to tell you it's absolute. Okay, so this works according to Rabbi Shimon. However, we don't need this source for four corners. Because the pasuk clearly says, place the blood on the corners of the mizbeach hakteris lifnei Hashem asher bo'il moed. The word bo'il moed is extra. We know the mizbeach hakteris is sitting in the oil moed in the hechel. Harayoymer bo'il moed. What's that for? To tell you, place the blood on all aspects of the mizbeach, all four corners, and that's why it adds the word bo'il moed. Harayoymer bo'il moed, al kol omer bo'il moed. Place the blood on all the corners of the Oyel Moed, all four. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah. According to this sheet of Rabbi Yudah, the number four is derived locally within the Parhelam Davar. We don't need to go search for number four. It's right here. So now when the pasuk says, Asal apar kasher asa, do to this like you did to the other one, that's a repetition. We already know four locally. The repetition is to tell you it's absolute. Now the question is, what about the next phrase, Ken Yas Eloi, which according to Rabbi Shimon was for emphasis, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's unnecessary. So what does he do with that extra expression? Rabbi Yudah Ken Yas Mayavadli, what does he do with it? Miboyelik, the sign is needed for the following halach. To tell you that over here by the par, Yema Kippurim, we need to do certain things which are not really clearly expressed within the psukim of Parim Kippurim. Rather, they learn it from this pasuk. Just as it applies to the other karbanos, it applies to him as well. Look at this song. Because up until this point, we have never learned regarding the Parim Kippurim that are nitzmicha, l'smicha, shiar adam, that the leftover blood is poured on the east side of the mizbeach. Menayin, how do we know those things apply to par? Yom HaKippurim as well. Time of Lema, that's why we have this extra lashon ken yasa. Ken yasa refers to the par Yom HaKippurim, as we learned yesterday, because within the pasuk it says the word lapar, which refers to Yom HaKippurim. So ken yasa, likewise, is adding additional components to the Parim Kippurim process. Okay, Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? If the word lapar in this pasuk is par yom kippurim, so automatically, all things that are applied to the other karbanos, par elam dav, all that applies to yom kippurim as well. We don't need an extra pasuk for smicha shir adam to apply to yom kippurim. We already know it. Unless you told me lapar, the word lapar zeh par yom kippurim, that's going on this par. So once he learns how to apply the blood, he learns to do smicha as well, learns to do shiraim as well. Says the Gemara, well, you can differentiate between primary activities and secondary ones. Istrich, there's a need for an extra pasuk. Why? Perhaps I would say, Hanimil, when do we say that Yom Kippurim imports all the components of the other karbanis? That's only regarding important and critical components. Hani mila, that's only avoida demakva kapara. Critical components on the avoida, like the blood applications, etc. Aval avoida delimakva kapara, but avoida which doesn't really hold back the kapara from happening, like smicha, like shiari adam, these aren't really critical components. Emily, perhaps you wouldn't import those items to Yom Kippurim. Kamash malon, that's why we have the special pasuk kenyasaloi. Whatever happens there, happens here. Including smicha and shiur adam. Now back for Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, hi boy almoid my avidle. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, boy almoid was telling you all four corners. According to Rabbi Shimon, the number four is learned through connecting two and two. Why does he need a pasuk boy almoid for a new halacha? Totally side point. Boy almoid me boy is needed for the following halacha. Shem nifchas a tikra shel heichal lo yamazel. Halacha is if the tikra, the roof, the ceiling of the heichal blew off, was missing, you couldn't do the hazois, blood applications on the mizbeach. You need to have an oil moed, an enclosed area. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn this halacha? V'idach me asher. It says asher oil moed. Asher is extra to cover this point. V'idach, and Rabbi Shimon asher l'idorish does not expound on asher. It's just a mode of expression. So according to this approach, which is the first approach, second one coming up soon, the words kinyaseloi was specific to Rabbi Shimon, who learns that the number four, in terms of the four applications regarding the Parhelam Dover, is not specifically or explicitly said within the discussion of Parhelam Dover. Rather, we connect Kronos here to Kronos there, we get four. So now Kenyasa comes and emphasizes those are absolute and critical. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we know number four from within the discussion itself. Oyel Moed means all four corners of the Mizbeach. So the beginning of the Pasuk, V'asal Apar, Kashirasa, that in itself is an emphasis to tell you it's Ma'akiv, leaving us with Kenyasa to teach us other things. Abaya Omar, Rabbi Dunami Yitzrich. The expression Kenyasa for emphasis is even a contribute to tell you that the four applications are absolutely vital by the parallelim davar. Why would I think to differentiate? Perhaps I would say, perhaps we treat it the same as smicha and pouring the leftover blood on the yisered mizbeach. The avagav deksivinuk film, even though those items were mentioned one and emphasized again, loy ma'akva. Still, in all, they're not going to be critical. As we learned yesterday, we have a special pasuk to discount them. So maybe matan arba nami like this. Okay, perhaps the quadruple application on the four corners. Perhaps that's not either ma'akiv. Perhaps, as we find, it's not ma'akiv by the external chatois. So there's some sort of, weakness to them. Let's call it right. So perhaps regarding the parhelam dover, it's not either ma'akiv. Kamash malon comes the pasuk kenyasa, absolute, just as the seven applications on ma'akiv, likewise the four as well. Now the pasuk continues with the word lapar, and we learned yesterday lapar means zeparim akipurim. So everything in the parim akipurim is ma'akiv. Ask the Gemara, why do we need a special emphasis, a special pasuk? That is ma'akev. What for? Ila'akev, tell you everything in terms of the Yom Kippurim process is ma'akev. Pshit, of course. We already know that from elsewhere. Chukah Siva Bay. Because with respect to those karbanos, it says chayk, chukah, in the Torah. So every detail, every aspect is miyakev. Why another pasuk for the same point? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Lo Nitzrael Rabbi Yehuda. It's needed to contra Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the chukah, the absoluteness, applies to very specific aspects of the karbanos Yom Kippur. Not everything Yom Kippur is miyakev. Damar says kiksiva chukah. When the Torah says chayk, Rashi brings the pasuk in the end of Achrei Mais, voices ois lachem lechukas oilam. That's specific to very internal activities, the ones that are done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only that's absolute. Advarim manasim big devot lovim bifnim. That's what the Kohen God does with his white garb all the way inside. If you miss something or something's out of order, it's over. Shemikdem mas lechaberi. Even if he moved things around in terms of the order, he did one before the other one. Even out of sequence is null and void. But the avoides, the Kohen Gadol does, even with his big day love, but if it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not as critical. And therefore, if it's out of order, it works. Higdim, if you preceded the later activity to the earlier one, higdim as lachaveri, masha asa asa, done is done. So perhaps Ema can say, mid the kesidra la me'akri. Perhaps just as the order isn't critical, hazo is namin l'me'akvi. The actual blood application isn't either critical. Just as order isn't critical, perhaps if he's missing it at all, perhaps it's also fine. Kamash, malon. And here comes a new pasuk, lapar. Zepayim kippurim. Everything regarding the par is me'akvi. Maskev lo rab papa. Says rab papa, why would I think otherwise, umimot says amrus. How can you even suggest that in fact, if you miss the hazo'ah on the par, it works? But Tanya. So going contra Yehuda here, we're saying, well, I would think that you can get away with, you know, with less. But Tanya, you have a brisa. Rabbi himself, in his own words, clearly tells us. Every single blood application regarding the par and sor and Yom Kippur are absolutely necessary and critical. Atanya. The chilu mechaper sakodesh, so he finished doing the kapara. Which is an extra pasuk. Chilu mechaper, what's the point? Says Rabbi Akiva, the emphasis is on the second word, kapara, mechaper. Only things which are absolutely mechaper. So even though he didn't spill the blood, the, you know, leftover blood under the side, if he finished the kapara, that's all that counts. Im keeper, if he applied the blood on the Mizbeach, you know, the 7 and the 4, 7 on the Pareches, 4 on the Mizbeach, Kilo, is considered done and completed. Im loy keeper, if he failed to do the Kapara, meaning he failed to place the blood on the Mizbeach, etc., loy Kilo, the process was not completed and it's unsuccessful. Divir b'kilo, that's Rabbi Akiva's Shita, meaning, if he failed to pour the leftover blood on the yisoid, that's not critical. Amma le Rabbi Yehuda tells him, what do you mean? Why would you say it that way? Let's read the pasuk in order. V'chila, if he completely completes everything, including the shvichas shirayim, then he's good to go. But otherwise not. Everything's me'akev. Amma le Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo yinoima. Why shouldn't we say it literally? Im kila, if he completed till the last, you know, till the finish line, keeper. And then he accomplished kapara, otherwise not. Mlekila, lekeeper. So clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds. From this pasuk, we see that everything is ma'akev. So again, it renders our pasuk unnecessary. Amar Papa, you're right. Lenisrucha. The point of our pasuk today is to teach us some side points, which are not really mentioned clearly by the Pari Yom Kippur. Of course, regarding the primary, you know, activities, the hazois, those are critical. The point of Lapar Ze Par Yom Kippurim, which is going to learn from Par Halam Dover, Par Kai Mashiach, that's for some side details that are also going to be critical. When Nisrucha, it's needed Ella regarding three halachis. Three, you know, elements that are related to the blood application, where the Kohen dips his finger and puts it on his back. There are three points to ponder. Ella, Le'es, that's one. Dam is two. Uvetfila is three. meaning the word es, Omar Achavar Yaakov Lenitzruchel Lahachshiv. Amen Sheba Etzba. Amen is like a growth, a wart, some sort of bubble on his finger. So we know that the kohen would dip his finger into the blood applied on the mizbeach. What if he has a chatzitza, a barrier, gets in the way? That's a problem. But if he has a growth from his finger, is that okay? So in Parakohen Mashuach, we learn that about all these halachis, that the aim, this bubble, is not an issue. Likewise, by Yom Kippur, it's not an issue as well. The second halach is Badam. V'tov al-kohen hetzboi Badam. Badam, the blood. What do you mean, the blood? We learn, shehei Badam, shiur tvil mikara. So let's say, you know, he collects a little bit, half an ounce of blood in one container, half an ounce in the other container. Each one on its own wouldn't be enough, wouldn't be sufficient to allow for a dip of the kohen's finger. And now he sort of pours it together, joins it together. Does that work? No. There needs to have been the required quantity of blood as he's containing it from the animal. And that's what we learn from Badam, the blood. Shir Badam, Shir Tevila. It needs to be a Shir, Tevila Mi'ikara, initially. And finally, the word Vatavol tells you V'lei Mesapik. He has to dip his finger in, rather than scraping blood off the wall of the container. Three halachas that are discussed by Parakohen Mashuach, and by extension, we now bring it over, we import it to Yom Kippurim as well. Now, why do we need all these halachas? Isn't there kind of a crossover here? Once you know that you have to dip your finger in, you know you need enough blood to dip your finger, etc. V'yitzrach l'mukhtav ba'adam is a point in each halach. Because Rachmana v'tavol. The pasuk does have to say ba'adam. Because otherwise, if only v'tavol, which indicates dipping, havamin, I would say, as long as there's enough to dip now. Even if there wasn't enough to begin with. And now he added, it works. Oh, Badam. Badam tells you the same blood. This quantity had to have been there from the first moment of Kabbalah. So you have to be makabal, the blood in a way, in a manner that enables dipping. On the other hand, because Rachmana Badam, if only the word Badam Havamina, I would say, okay, as long as there's enough blood, you've enabled the blood. But now, afilu mesapik, perhaps if he wants to, we can, scrape the walls. Kas rachmana v'tavol. V'tavol means he has to dip his finger in. It's a very specific process. And only that works. Now, just as a side point, the pasuk says that he places the blood on the corners of the mizbeach hakteiros hasamim. Meant for keteris. Now we all know that the internal mizbeach is meant to have keteris. In fact, that's its primary function. Why does the Torah have to go and add this additional descriptive term mizbeach keteris asamim lomali? The answer is, suppose it's a new mizbeach. How do we inaugurate a new mizbeach? Shebloinus chanech hamizbeach keteris asamim. You have to use keteris to get it going, to activate it. Otherwise, if you didn't inaugurate, one mechanech, that mizbeach keteris asamim. So even though blood is also meant to go there occasionally, but the primary function is for keteris, that's how you have to get it started. Lo yei maza. If you fail to do so, you can't apply the blood. You have to wait until it's inaugurated with the keteris. Okay, so in a nutshell, we have this pasuk of asa la par kasher asa la parachatas kein yaseloi, right? So we explain that the pasuk is emphasizing everything is critical, the four matonis, the seven matonis by the parilam davar. Likewise, by pari mekipurim, and we learned that really we already know from Yom Kippur that everything is critical by the pari mekipurim. Rather, according to Rav Papa, the pasuk is coming to add the additional components which aren't really discussed by Yom Kippur: the es, the dam, and the tvila, which is learned today. In fact, Tanikav said, Rav Papa, we have a right to Rav Papa that the point is to import these three halachas. V'asa kasher asa matamulim. What's the point of this pasuk? L'par, l'rabbis, parim kippurim, l'chol masha amar be'inyan. To import everything that's discussed in the other karbanis, including the halachas of es, dam, and tevila. Divya Rabbi, or Rabbi Akiva. Amr Rishmol disagrees. He says, we don't really need to make this hekesh, this connection, to import the halachas to Parim Kippurim from the other ones. We have a kavach chaymer for that purpose. Amar Yishmael kavach chaymer. Umahaba makim shloi hushva, karban lekarban. We find a situation where the Torah did not compare the types of animal, types of karbanis. They're meant to come from different types of animals. And we'll see in a minute what he's referring to. So despite their differences, hishva, masim la masim. Nevertheless, their masim, their avoida requirements are comparable. Certainly, in our case, where they're both cows, the Pari Makipurim is a cow, the Pakai Mashiach is a cow. They have that similarity. Certainly, wouldn't you assume they have similar avoides? Mokim she hishva carbon to carbon, a situation where the Torah compared the types of carbonis, cow, cow. And then wouldn't you agree, she yishva masala masa, in terms of the types of avoida, the azois and the heichal on the mezbech, they should be on the same page. So we don't need a special pasuk to compare. We already know that. Elamatam lemela par. So why does the pasuk add the word par? The par halamdav shal tzibur. It's coming to include that carbon. Now the question is, we know everything by par halamdav. It already says it here. So the Gemara later will discuss this. And the next time it says lapar in this pasuk, the par kol mashiach, to tell you that everything by the Parakai Mashiach is critical, just like by the Parhelam Dover. Let's go back to what he just told us. How do we know that everything by Yom Kippurim is critical? Because of the Kavachim. Makam Shaloi Hush for Karbon the Karbon. In a case where the Karbonis are different types of species, different types. Now, what is it referring to? Where do we find Karbonis of different types, where their avoida is similar? My lohush for carbon lekarbon. What does that mean? Ilay mepar mekipurim v'sar mekipurim. Within Yom Kippur, we have a par and a sar, who undergo the same type of avoida, same blood applications, etc., despite their different types in terms of animals. Hold up, that's your starting point. Ikel mifrach. That can be refuted. That's very different. Malahanach. Something very unique about these two karbanis, shekei nichnas damo lefnei lefnim, their blood is taken all the way inside the kodesh hakodashim. So perhaps they're in a different world. They're so similar to each other in this uniqueness, the fact that they both go inside. So it makes sense. And in terms of the other aspects, they're going to be similar. So you can't really compare to them. Ella, rather, an example of dissimilar karbanis who share the same process. El par halam davar shel tzibur, which is a par, usir avodes kechavim, the goats that tzibur brings for doing avodes zara. Goat and cow, different. And they have similar avodes, similar blood applications. Once again, that can be refuted. You can't use that as a trigger point to your kal v'chayimer. Ikel mifra, that can be refuted. Ma lahanach shekein mechapen al averes mitzvah yadua. These two that you mentioned are coming to address a known sin that was discovered, as opposed to Pari Makipurim, which is addressing an unknown sin. Ella, rather like this. Par Helam Dovash Al Tzibur. So again, those two have something in common. You can't compare to them. Ella Par Helam Dovash Al Tzibur V'sor Shlemi Kippur. The starting point will be, let's compare Pai Helam Davash Al Tzibur, which is a cow, and Sariyam Kippur. This is a cow, this is a goat, different types. And we find that in many ways, many respects, they have a similar process. And the Rabbi Shmuel meant like this. Uma b'makam shalei hushv, carbon to carbon. We have a situation where there is a dissimilarity between the carbonates. This is a cow, this is a goat, right? The high par v'high sar, he's a cow, he's a goat. Nevertheless, they have a lot in common. Hushu masim, lamas, l'may l'kasabu, in terms of the processes that were described and attributed to these karbanis, they're similar. The hazois, right? They both go on the peroiches, they both go on the mizbech apnimi, etc., right? So a lot in common, despite their being different in terms of the type of carbon. Makom shehushva carbon l'carbon. Certainly, well, you have them both the same type of carbon, like par yom kippur and par koyim mashiach. They're both cows. The high par by high par. And then wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't it make sense? Shehushu masim l'masim. And in fact, they should be comparable in terms of the avodas. So based on this, kal v'chomer va'asa le'parim kippurim le'es b'damu b'tvila. Mipar koyim mashiach. So that allows us to compare Yom Kippur to Kayim Mashiach regarding those three halachas that we mentioned before, the wort, the dipping, the mount. And likewise, V'asile, Sor Yom Kippur. Now one more point. So we've sort of addressed Par Yom Kippur. That will import the halachas from the Par Kayim Mashiach based on the Kal V'chomer. What else is left? In Yom Kippur, we have the Par Yom Kippurim and the Sar Yom Kippurim. That also can be learned through a Kal V'chomer to teach us that all these halachas apply there as well. V'asile, Sar Yom Kippurim, that carbon as well can be derived through a Gzera Shava, through a Kal V'chomer, Mis'ira Yavid Kecham, from the goats that the community brings upon sinning with Avodah Zarah. How? Mikal V'chomer, through a Kal V'chomer. What is the Kal V'chomer? So Rashi explains. Starting point would be, if we find that Par Helam Dabar, which is a cow, and Sar Yom Kippurim, which is a goat, they're different karbanis. Nevertheless, as we have just proven a minute ago, they're similar in terms of the process. So certainly, when the karbanis are coming from the same type of animal, both goats, Sar Yom Kippur, and Sar Avodah Zarah, both the same type, certainly, they should be equated in terms of their avodas. Okay, so now we know to import these halachas of Es, Dam, and Tvila, not only to Par Yom Kippurim, but to Sar Yom Kippurim as well. Says the Gemara, hold it, how do we know that Es, Dam, and Tvila apply to Sar Avodah Zarah, which is the source for this Kal V'chomer? It's because he was mentioned in that pasuk of Asal Apar, right? Comparing him to the Par Koyim Meshuach. So it's a two-step process. First you have to import Es, Dam, and Tefillah from Moshuach to Sar Avodah Zarah. Once you have that in place, by way of a Kal V'chomer, you can import further from there to Sar Yom Kippurim. Can you do that? Can you make a double import? V'chidavar lamed behekesh. Is that true that an item that is learned first through a hekesh, chayzer lamed Kal V'chomer, can now be exported through a Kal V'chomer? Is that so? There's a whole discussion and other Gemaras, other sugyas. Is that a valid mode of import? Amar Papa, yeah. Because Sava Tana Rabbi Shmuel, this shita Rabbi Shmuel holds. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva who presented this brisa says it works. Dabar halomer behekesh, an item that's derived through a hekesh, yeah, can be not turned around and exported through a Kal V'chomer. Chozer lamed Kal V'chomer. Okay, so in a nutshell, according to Rabbi Shmuel's approach, the way we know these halachas apply to Par Yom Kippurim and Sar Yom Kippurim, which halach is the Es, Dam, and Tvila, right? The idea of the chatzitza on the finger, the amount of blood needed initially, the idea of dipping instead of, swiping. All those halachas are exported to Par Yom Kippurim and Sar Yom Kippurim. How? By way of a Kal V'chomer. Okay, so in a nutshell, just recap today's daf. We learned that Matan Arba and Matan Zayin apply to Par Yom Kippurim and their Ma'akiv. We have Rabbi Yehuda's approach, Rabbi Shimon's approach, and then we learned that Es, Dam, and Tefillah apply to Yom Kippurim as well, whether it's through the Pasuk or through the Kal V'chomer. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha.